overeating and spending. As of August 17th, I'm also in my 10th year of celebrating recovery in drug addiction and alcoholism. Okay. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please speak your story through me as I share this evening. Help others receive the message that you wish for them to hear. Thank you for loving me and being patient with me through my years of addiction and guiding me into my 10th year of recovery one day at a time. Amen. I was born in Dallas, Texas, and was raised a PK until I was 2. At that time, my parents divorced, and my mom and I went to live at my grandparents' house. My grandmother was the one who taught me the most about God and Jesus. She read me stories from the Bible. When I was almost 5, my mom remarried a man with 5 children. This was a culture shock to me, not only due to the fact that I now had 5 brothers and sisters, but also because my new father was a verbal abuser. My grandfather had been and was always supporting and loving to me. We were very close. Before my daughter was born, he was my favorite person in the world. So moving from his home and support into the home where there was no support from the father and verbal abuse rocked my world for sure. The abuse from my stepfather went on for 13 years. Even though he had adopted me during that time, the only time he had told me that he loved me was during the adoption, when the judge asked him if he loved me, and he responded with, "Yes, sir, I do." He was a good financial provider, and what he did not give me in warmth and affection as a father, he would try to make up for in money and things. But even with all of the chaos going on, I became a follower of Jesus Christ at the age of 6. My grandmother and I memorized verses and sang hymns. She taught me my favorite verse, which my daughter and I now say every day. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Psalms 118:24. When I was 16, my mom had been through enough abuse from my dad and filed for divorce. When my mom and I were finally free from him, I became wild in my behaviors, including smoking marijuana and drinking. The years of holding my feelings in for fear of my father exploding had taken its toll on me. By this time, I was already in the music business, singing in clubs around Dallas. I met the man that I would marry on stage. He was 35, and I was 17. He was rich, fun, and a musician. Wow, I believed he was the man that could fill the void in my life that had been caused by my father. Life was fast with him, and he introduced me to my drug of choice, cocaine. He and I went on a wild ride for 7 years. I did many things that I am not physically, emotionally, or spiritually proud of during this time. In 1985, we divorced, and I quit using cocaine but continued to drink and smoke marijuana. I continued to look for acceptance that I had never received from my father's. I was in several long-term relationships that would always end with the same outcome. Later on, I would finally figure out that I was searching for what I was searching for these men could not give me. Through these years of despair, I pushed the light of Christ deep down in my soul, hiding him in the darkness of my ways. I felt ashamed and guilty of all my behaviors. I never dreamed that God would still love me. I had forgotten Romans 8:39. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I married again at the age of 29 to a man from Italy that I'd only known for 6 months. I was lonely when I met him and listened to the lies that Satan told me through this man and his soft, romantic words. You see, this man was an alcoholic, just like my ex-husband. The marriage and its rocky existence lasted a short 8 months. After the divorce, I was partying all the time and could barely stay employed because I was either hungover or tired and depressed from all the partying. I continued to be very lonely, looking for acceptance and fulfillment of myself in men. I had several other relationships that lasted a year or more. When I was 34, I met a man that knew I was desperate. He was addicted to freebase cocaine and convinced me that I should try it. I fell back into cocaine addiction like I had never missed a step. Within 2 years, I had not only broken up with him, but had developed another bad habit that eventually I would use to support my cocaine addiction. I was a thief, or on today's terms, a shoplifter. I was a product of what I call Satan in his finest hour. I got into trouble with the law and received 9 months state jail time for my offenses. You would think that I would have learned. Nope. Within 2 weeks after getting out of jail, I was using again with the excuse that I needed to lose all the weight that I had gained during incarceration. I had no friends. Mutual drug users or dealers were my only companions. I met my daughter's father in the neighborhood where I was using most of the time. He was from Iraq and lived there because the landlords offered discounts to immigrants. We were friends for almost 6 months before we became involved. I moved in with him, and he was convinced he was going to help me quit using cocaine. About a year into the relationship, I got caught shoplifting again. I also found out that I was pregnant with my daughter. This was it. I had finally hit rock bottom. I was an addict that was pregnant and facing a possible 5 to 10 year jail sentence. I began to pray on the way to the courthouse. My attorney had waited until I was almost 7 months pregnant, hoping that the judge and former boss of his would show some mercy on me. By the grace of God, I received a 10-year probation. 2 Corinthians 12:9, Jesus tells us, "My grace is enough for you. My power works best in your weakness." I was in the holding cell behind the judge's chambers. I knew it was time for me to do something different. I was not using anymore, but still had so many things about me that needed changing. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I looked up after a short "Help me, God" prayer and felt God's presence right there in the cell with me and Him reminding me that I did not have to come into recovery and change my life alone. He had never and would never leave me. His Word gives us that promise. All I had to do was ask Him to help me, and I did. I realized that the void I had felt most of my life was finally going to be filled and that all of my sins would be washed clean so that I could begin my new life anew being a follower of Christ. Isaiah 1:18, "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool." From that moment on, my life was changed forever. Ephesians 4:23, "Now your attitude and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. You must be a new and different person." This created a distance between my fiancé and I as he was Muslim. Our relationship was also in trouble because my addiction had taken its toll on us both. But my fiancé stayed with me until our daughter was born. Then 5 months into her life, the man had helped me quit drugs and alcohol became dependent on them himself and moved into an apartment with another woman, leaving his daughter and I behind. I was heartbroken and devastated. I now know that God knew better than I, and He was protecting both me and my daughter. Her father and I never married. Since then, my ex-fiancé has turned into a life of addiction, crimes, and jail sentences. Although at the time I was distraught, I am grateful that we were never married. And I love my daughter, however she got here. She is a joy and an inspiration in my life. God knew exactly what He was doing when He made me her mom. There are so many ways that I can use my memories and lessons learned from not having a positive role model as a father while growing up to give her the support she needs and not having hers in her life. Part of my probation included going to the Salvation Army Rehab Center for 47 days. I did it and learned so much, but wanted to continue in some sort of Christ-driven recovery program. I tried AA and others and just never felt quite like that was where I belonged. One day, my mother was reading the newspaper and saw an article on the CR ministry and all that it was accomplishing in the country, and then it was available in Dallas. I went the very next time, and it was offered, and knew that is where I belonged. I was in an issue group rather quickly and stayed there for more than a year. And I was also on the praise team. I still had not worked through my issues with men and continued to have dysfunctional relationships. Only now, they were Christian men. I wanted to believe that this was enough, even though deep down I knew God had more in store for me. Although I was now a good mother and a successful business owner, I was still searching for more. I heard about Watermark and came to the CR here. I remember getting a lump in my throat and almost crying as I was welcomed by friendly and caring faces. I was in an open group for a while, and then I was assigned to a closed group. In that group, I met some wonderful ladies whom I will always cherish as my friends and sisters in Christ. As I began to work on my inventory, God showed me where I needed to work. Yep, the relationships with men were at the top of His list. I plowed into it with hopes of finally getting some much-needed answers about myself and my behaviors. I found out a lot about myself. I had placed significance in places and people that really did not warrant or deserve it. I also found more amends that needed to be made and some that I had to leave for God to heal. And finally, I let go of old, destructive behaviors while learning what healthy boundaries look like in a relationship. Today, I feel alive with Christ and know that as long as I keep my focus on Him, Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on Thee, then no matter what life brings me, on life's terms, I will be able to cope and sort it out with Christ there beside me, guiding me. Philippians 4:13 confirms it. For I can do everything God asks me to do with the help of Christ who gives me strength and power. I am learning that my self-worth comes from knowing that I am loved and I am a child of God. How others view me is really not that important. I have made amends with my family and am thankful that they loved me well through it all. And although I always knew I had a wonderful mother, I never really appreciated my stepfather until I was in recovery. He and I have a very special father-daughter-friend relationship now, and he's also in recovery. I feel grateful to be alive and blessed that God saved my life because He has a purpose for me and for all of us. Do I have worries? Sure, sometimes I do. But I try to bring my concerns to the Lord and be reminded of His truth. Philippians 4:6 tells us, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Although I did receive 10 years probation, I was released 4.5 years early, and God continues to work in my life every day. He has changed my heart and life in more ways than I can even count. If this is your first time at CR, I hope that my story has helped you see how much God can do in someone's life. God really is good all the time, and He loves each and every one of us enough to help us find freedom in Him. Thank you for letting me share.